Harsh and unfair, that's how the Catholic Archbishop of Dublin, Dermot Farrell, has described the current restrictions that limit attendances at funerals to just 10 mourners. He said denying close family members the right to attend the funeral of a loved one is tolerable only in the most extreme circumstances and for the shortest possible period. Archbishop Dermot Farrell, good morning and thank you for joining us.
Not at all. Good morning, Mary, and good morning to your listeners.
And you made your comments in your St. Patrick's Day homily. What are you asking of government now in relation to Catholic funerals and worship?
Well, I'm asking, first of all, I made those comments in the context of celebrating St. Patrick, and he was the person who brought the faith to Ireland. I was down in Ringsend Parish, where indeed Oliver Cromwell landed in Ireland, and Oliver Plunkett landed there as well. And for Catholics, faith is very much a constitutive part of their vision of reality. And for Catholics, that vision is much, it's corporate, it's communal reality. And what I'm thinking, you know, when we look at the person, you can't just look at the physical dimensions of the person. You also have to look at their emotional well-being, which is essential. You have to look at the social, mental and spiritual needs of the person. That's all part of our faith. And we have to be able to express that faith because it's part of our emotional well-being, and that has to be done in some sense in a communal way, but also I was making the point in a safe way. You know, Catholics are not foolish. They understand the importance of their health, understand the importance of safety. And, you know, when our churches were open, they were probably the safest place in this country. And I've talked to people, and people have contacted me regularly over since I came here to Dublin, and when I was in Kilkenny, about that they see the restrictions as being too rigid, and they see them as an extremely blunt instrument. And there are so many people that are not able to attend, you know, the funeral of a loved one that they've spent perhaps all their life with, brothers and sisters. You have a husband or wife dies, for example, and they have 5 or 6 children, and that person maybe has some brothers and sisters, and they find themselves being confronted with having to leave some of those people outside the door of the church, which is perhaps the safest place in this city. I take the church up the road from me here, you know, in Whitehall. It seats 1,500 people. Is somebody telling me that 10 people scattered around that church are a threat to each other?
But are you suggesting, Archbishop, that you should override public health advice and bring congregations together in larger numbers than is recommended? Because as you know, it isn't just about the gathering within the church. It's about the travel and everything that surrounds that coming together, isn't it?
Yep. But Mary, as you know, the gatherings are taking place outside the church. They're taking place in the cemeteries. And in fact, if people were inside where they're actually physically distanced because of the structure of the church, it would be a safer environment for people. I go down to my shop or whatever to get my milk in the morning, and I have to wade my way through the aisles to get there. And when the cathedrals of commerce open, we'll see the amount of people that are congregating within those settings. And yet, what the Catholic people and people of all faith find themselves locked out of worship when everything else in this country is open.
So are you saying then that the restrictions as you see it are being disregarded and that they should now be set aside for the church?
No, I'm not saying that restrictions should be totally set aside. Nobody is saying that. But what I'm saying is that the current restrictions are far too rigid. They're far too blunt. They could be relaxed somewhat and people would still be safe. You know, if you take a church with 1,600 people, is it unfair that people from the local parish could go in there 2 to 3 metres distance? These places are sanitised almost to a medical standard by volunteers, as was proved when we opened the last time. So I'm saying to the government, you know, people's patience is running out, and that has been expressed to me day in and day out. With regard to the fact that they're not going to accept a situation where they are locked out of worship until we get to level 2.
So it isn't about...
And they're saying to me they have a constitutional right to worship. It's protected by the Constitution.
This isn't just about funerals, Archbishop.
No.
It's also ahead of Easter services, is it, that you're making this plea?
No, not necessarily. I'm talking about when we move off level 5. That's coming up, as you know. So I want the government, as we move off level 5, to respect the right of people to be able to assemble in with all the risk, you know, with all the safeguards in place. And I'm not talking about a free for all. I'm talking about a limited number of people who could attend their local parish church.
But are you suggesting that that limited number of people that you're talking about in the church, when churches reopen, should be of the order of what? 50, 100?
Well, the order, order of 50 worked the last time. You know, for some churches, there was a very good system of pods where the you know, you had a pod within the church. If you could have a second pod, but there had to be 4 metres apart, the pods. They had to be completely separate with separate entrances and separate exits.
But you know that this won't happen ahead of the Easter celebrations.
It won't happen in the Republic of Ireland, but it is happening in the north of Ireland, and we have many parishes that are split across north and south. We've 5 dioceses that are split across the border. So some parishes up around the border area are going to find themselves with a church in the Republic of Ireland with their churches closed and people locked out, and people, you know, a few yards up the road in the north of Ireland, the church is open for worship.
And the northern,
You look at Northern Ireland, for example. In Northern Ireland, the state did not close the churches. That decision to close the churches was taken by the churches themselves. As a responsible thing to do, given the level of the virus.
In Northern Ireland, the Catholic bishops are talking about a very cautious return to public worship after the 26th
about.
Of March. I mean, they are still saying what they describe as the domestic churches of the living rooms will still be, I suppose, what would be recommended to people. Are you worried at all, though, Archbishop, that you might not have the support of your priests here? Many of your priests are older, and but yet they would not have vaccinations as yet.
Yeah, I'm saying that you know, some churches may decide not to open, and that will be their decision. Not all of them will open, but what I'm looking for is that we have the opportunity for those who want to open to open. We will indeed have some churches that may not open, and we've people who may decide not to go, but at least they can make that informed choice as to whether they want to go. Some people will not go back to church, and I understand that.
That's
their choice.
Okay, Archbishop Dermot Farrell, there we must leave it this morning. Thank you very much for joining us.